You can watch all the action of the Australian PGA on Channel 7. That'll be from 12 o'clock. Our next guest, Ian Baker-Finch, will be commentating. But a move on the leaderboard today. He had six holes to complete his first round. Jin Jeong, the South Korean who resides in Melbourne, is now 7-under. He leads Boo Weekly by a shot. And then, of course, there's all those players, including Adam Scott, at 4-under. So it was a nice and early start this morning. Were you out on the course, Ian Baker-Finch? Good morning, mate.
Good morning. How are you today?
Yeah, really well.
I am on the course now. I wasn't out there at 5:30,
right?
But you know, my playing days are over. I don't have to get up at 3:30 to get a 5:30 tee time anymore. But the weather's a lot better than we were expecting. It's breezy. It's about a 25 kilometer an hour breeze, which is good to dry it out. The course is going to play a little longer. It's a bit wetter, but all in all, we're pretty lucky. It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, yeah. IBF, can you give us a little bit of a snapshot about the character of Boo Weekly? fantastic opening round of minus six. Then he said, I can't wait to get back home and do myself some killing.
Yes, he likes a bit of hunting and fishing, Boo. Yeah. He's a good man. He's a welcome visitor to our shores, yep. And we hope he keeps coming back and bring a few more of his US tour buddies and mates with him, because he's really enjoyed it. He went over to Wayne Grady's place for a steak and a few beers last night, so it'll be interesting to get a few stories from Graves later on.
He could shoot six over today.
I don't think Wayne would have been too good at 5:30 this morning.
Yeah. just on Boo Weekly, we had some audio from him earlier, Ian, and where's he actually from? It says he was born in Florida, resides in Florida, but it's not a Florida accent.
Yeah, it's more of a South Georgia, real southern accent.
Yeah.
He's in the panhandle up there, sort of level with Jacksonville, over towards, you know, to west and north Florida, South Florida, like where most of the golfers are from.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he's up there in the boonies and a big Alabama football fan and, yeah, one of the good old boys.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah,
and he didn't sort of have a blue blood upbringing either. Like he flunked out of college, really. He studied turf grass science, and then he used to get lowered into a chemical tube to clean it out, ammonia tanks to clean them out. So I reckon he would have made him practice a bit harder, IBF.
Yeah, I think that's probably why he's such an affinity for the Aussie boys, because we all came from just regular backgrounds. You know, I was a farmer's boy, and you know, most of the guys came from nothing and worked their asses off to get to where they got to, and I think that's the same with Boo, and it's why he gets on so well with Steve Bowditch, another Sunshine Coast boy.
Yeah, right. Adam Scott, great to see him get a first round on this swing that's been a good one at 4-under. He tees off at 10 past 12 today. Did you see his round yesterday? I think it was, 3 birdies, an eagle, and 1 bogey.
Yeah, the 1 bogey was on number 8 yesterday, where he hit a really good drive up level with the green, about 300 metres, and it just kicked into the water. So, it could have been a couple better, but it was good to see him start well, because that's really what's held him back the last two tournaments. He just had a bad first round and then was struggling from there. So he's right there in the mix, and having that length will help him with the course being so wet. You know, it's definitely set up for the Bombers now.
Yeah. So on that, who do you think could well and truly go on and win this championship?
If I had to pick somebody right now, I'd be picking Adam Scott. Okay. You know, he's right there. But you guys know, you've been following golf for a long time. You never can pick the winner after one round. You've got to go with the guys that are in form. And Adam is in form, and he's hungry because he hasn't won the last 2 weeks, and he'd love to defend here and then go off to Sanctuary Cove for the next 8 weeks and have a nice break before he starts back on next year's schedule.
Speaking of breaks, do you get yourself a bit of a break over this Christmas and New Year period, Ian?
Yeah, I do. I'd actually love to stay here for the whole time on the Sunshine Coast, but I go back to America for the Christmas Day and New Year before I start again for CBS, because my daughters are still back there. They didn't get home this year.
Okay, where's your base?
I'll stay through.
Where's your base in the US?
West Palm Beach, where so many of the players live. I think there's 62 players live in my county there. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just like Queensland. It's beautiful.
All good news. Ian, thanks very much for that insight. We look forward to the coverage on the Seven Network right over the weekend and your dulcet tones as well. And I can only hope that Boo Weekly makes a full recovery after dinner at Grage's house.
Yes, we're hoping so too. We don't want to be blamed for anything.
No, thanks, not again, guys. Anyway. Not again. No. Good on you, Ian.
Cheers.